Greetings. What you're about to experience is the newest order, the new ruling class, and the best of new releases from top actively performing songwriters and bands, plying their trade around the world and the world of the internet. Welcome to Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo.
We'll be right back.
An interesting bit of music we begin with here on what I call Radio Crystal Blue in the middle stages of June 2021. The music of Leron Thomas, helped out by someone that you know well as Iggy Pop. In the City is the name of that recording. And it's something new. But if you happen to be a big Iggy Pop fan, you may recognize this approach that Iggy took on his most recent album, Free, from 2019. And in fact, Iggy for that album was quoted as saying it's an album that was described as reflecting the exhaustion of post-tour life, as well as, quote, uniquely somber and contemplative. He also called the album Free an album which other artists speak for me, but I lend my voice. And of this gentleman, Leron Thomas, Iggy said, little by little, his stuff was knocking me out, and I really wanted to sing on his songs. So this tune is on Leron's own album, and I just have this single track here for you. Leron Thomas, I don't have a website for him, but there is something pointing here to the website, lewisrecordings.com. Put a slash on that, then type Leron, L-E-R-O-N, .html. That'll get you to more of his story. And also on Twitter, at Leronsky, L-E-R-O-N-S-K-Y. I'll tell you more about Leron here in a sec. Radio Crystal Blue Novus Ordo is a program where I feature all brand new material in one sitting, usually about 6 to 8 artists per show. And like with the main program, Radio Crystal Blue, there's a new show about every 10 days nowadays. Email is dan at radiocrystalblue.net. Twitter is Radio CBLUE. I'm on Instagram at danherman456. I'm also on Facebook. You can find me under my profile, under my name, and also the fan page and official page for the shows. All shows, of course, are updated in the RSS feed, and shows can be downloaded, streamed, or shared in full on many podcast platforms. One, as they used to say, right near you. Toward the end of the show, I'll give you details on how to submit music for future programs. Back to Leron here for a bit. Leron had written, produced, and toured that project with Iggy worldwide. And in addition, he has a lot of acclaimed work under the moniker Pan Amsterdam. He is active as a trumpeter, composer, and vocalist, known for his particular style crossing different genres. Originally from Houston, he went to school for performing and visual arts, and then moved to New York City to study jazz and contemporary music. And he would study alongside many notable contemporaries and began working professionally prior to his graduation in 2003. Other stuff here, he performed live with Billy Harper and also recorded with Bilal. In 2001, upon the release of Bilal's firstborn second album, Leron toured as a member of Bilal's band on Erykah Badu's Mama's Gun World Tour and the subsequent touring worldwide. He recorded with Dennis Ferrer in 2002 and played live alongside Roy Hargrove at the Trumpet Shall Sound series at the Jazz Gallery in New York. Prior to graduation, he was recorded as a sideman for Seven Heads and Velour Recordings. He eventually strayed from composing and playing specifically within the genre of jazz. And it was in 2004 that the New York Times described the beginning of his changed musical style. Quote, he has rethought his music lately, changing his band and adding rhythmic and harmonic complexities. So he eventually started to do his own thing. Going forward some years later, he include a lot more improvisation in his live and recorded worth, continuing to work with Bilal and a number of others, including Jason Moran, as recent as the 2015 Oslo Jazz Festival. There's more to the story here, though I'm reading here that in 2012 he began releasing mashup music videos that utilize found footage to promote new music from an upcoming release. And a lot more of that went on over the last 10 years. He is known as a serious improviser, encompassing various styles of music like straight-ahead jazz, funk, songwriter material, R&B, indie rock, even country and rap as well. Leron Thomas, along with the legend Iggy Pop, tune In The City is that one. Let's see what else I have for you here as we kick off this edition of Radio Crystal Blue Nova Sordo. On the homepage, you'll find at the landing page the details of the playlist of the most recent podcasts, and the homepage directs you elsewhere into the universe of the show, including the timeline, giving you an idea of what music I spun, and a little more of the show's history over the last 21 years, and so much more beyond that. Next is a gentleman named Tom Auton, and he's based, I want to say he's based in Wales, has a new single that was just out at the end of May called 9 Till 9. Very heavy on rock, some elements of blues, and he's following the success of his previous single, Victim of the Groove, and already planning his first show back with legendary Welsh indie rockers Feeder. He's opening the big outdoor show at Tredegar Park in Newport on Friday, July 9th, with his band, The Bottle Breakers. Tom himself is based in Cardiff. The song, Tom explains, is about rejection and how he deals with it. Let's see how this sounds. Again, this is Tom Auton. Let's help him count it off here. 1, 2...
Nine till nine, nine till nine.
was reading some more quotes of Tom here. We heard this track 9 till 9. And he says, producing gave me the chance to make the most out of a bad situation and throw myself into my production work. I've been working 6 days a week since the start of lockdown, mostly over Zoom, on a plethora of new music from the artists that I work with. This has definitely helped to keep me sane. End quote. No website. You can find him on Facebook. The spelling of his name is TomAuton, which is the same spelling, where you can find him on Twitter. I'm going to get to a band that was formed in the 80s on the prestigious L record label created by Mike Galway. They called themselves Bad Dreams, Fancy Dress. And they have changed some personnel over the last several years. And I believe Kat Rees is part of the band. And always paying homage to the 80s and the sounds from the past, but always forward-thinking and looking for new creative and original ideas to inspire both the old and new generations of audiences. They consider themselves punk pop with attitude and really liking this tune called The Girl in the Byron Room. It's new from Bad Dreams, Fancy Dress.
Here she comes with a look on her face, sliding in with a stink of disgrace. Here she comes, the girl in the barren room. She steals from the nest like an evil magpie, one for sorrow, and then she makes you cry. Here she comes, the girl in the barren room. She brings no joy.
Oh boy, don't you love it? Bad Dreams, Fancy Dress. New track called The Girl in the Barren Room. Website is baddreamsfancydress.com. Katrin Rees 15 on Twitter, CatrinRees, and the number 15. This is Radio Crystal Blue, Novus Ordo. I'm Dan Herman. Let's see. I also have here for you a band that I came across through my emails. Band called Seven, spelled S-E-V-V-V-E-N. They're based out of Louisiana. This is a trio that were formed about 2 years ago. They've achieved a lot of success around their local scenes and started to see some success international as well as national markets. They've been busy writing their second EP. They are known for their hard work and dedication to their music, with a total of close to 60 years of music experience. They have a love of late 90s hard rock and 2000s modern and hard rock alongside. They've released a total of 10 singles in the span of a year. They even took the time to write a tune that was dedicated to people who have lost loved ones to the battle with COVID-19. And I'm going to check out this one together with you. This is called Parasite. It is the latest from the trio known as Seven. That's the trio known as Seven. We hear a tune called Parasite. Joey Cooksey, Josh Valdivieso, and Ant Jones make up this trio. There's a website. It's scvvven.com and Band7, again with that word spelled out, on Twitter. This is Radio Crystal Blue, Nova Sorda, already halfway home on this program, reminding you that I'm consistently accepting brand new music for future shows. A little bit later, I'll tell you how you can do just that. Every show is available to download, stream, and to share in full via a Creative Commons license version 4.0 under the terms non-derivative, non-commercial, and with full attribution. Next, we have music from a band, another sort of a throwback kind of a sound. I kind of liken it to the pop rock sounds of the mid-70s. With this band called Razorbats. Really like their sound, and they are back with this new album called Mainline Rock and Roll. They're based out of Norway. They first received international attention with the release of their debut album, Camp Rock, in 2015. And critics worldwide had praised their unique ability to blend both classic and power pop and punk in rather exciting ways. They have toured Scandinavia and the UK several times, sharing stages over the years with artists like The Offspring, Rise Against, The Wild Hearts, and Michael Monroe at festivals and clubs home and abroad. This is a five-piece with one of the tunes I really like from their new album, Mainline Rock and Roll. This is titled Big Time. They call themselves the Razorbats.
On
They are the Razorbats. Big Time from the new album Mainline Rock and Roll. Paul Verkuteren on vocals, Kendall F. Waveling on guitar, Asla Tangen on guitar as well, Martin Korsgaard Hervig on bass, and Christian Upnes Svensson on the drums. Razorbats.com. And yeah, you can find them elsewhere online through Instagram and Facebook, Bandcamp, other such places. No Twitter handle, though. You can find me on Twitter at Radio CBLUE, and of course on Facebook at the fan page. And lots more where this show came from. Remember, there's older shows as well that go back onto the Internet Archive as far as 2014, and of course many other podcast platforms, just like the one you might be listening to right now, or your favorite smart device. Thank in advance for listening to this program, released here in the middle of June 2021. Let's see what's next here. I've got two left. Let's get into the details right here and now. I am looking for new music, specifically those that do have a 2021 release date. Music, regardless of format, must come from active performing artists. Also, I like to focus on CDs for this particular show. Nowadays, I get a lot more downloads and submissions through other means, which is totally fine. But when I get CDs, they get top priority here. Everything else will be featured in the main program itself. Music can be sent in the following directions. Any electronic press kits can be directed to one of two websites. They are sonicbids.com and musicsubmit.com. Look for the phrase Radio Crystal Blue on either of those websites. There is also a place called... lost my train of thought here for a second. Not a place, but rather regarding email submissions, there is a slight protocol I have, because artists will, of course, send, as some ultimately do, send unsolicited emails with MP3s attached. I don't usually pay attention to those, but they do get considered. I will give more attention to those who send music through companies like Holix, Dropbox, or similar. And of course, PR personnel usually send music through such means anyway, so that would be preferable. Email here is dan@radiocrystalblue.net. As for good old-fashioned CDs, here's the snail mail address. As of mid-2021, it's Dan Herman, Radio Crystal Blue, 2106 Dickens Drive, here in Killeen, here in Texas, 76543. Again, that's Dan, D-A-N, Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N, Radio Crystal Blue, 2106 Dickens Drive, Dickens like Charles, Killeen, K-I-L-L-E-E-N, T-X, 76543. Music, again, must come from active performing artists. They'll get first shot, and of course, CDs are preferable because it helps to convey more of the concept and the story of where artists are coming from in presenting all this new music. And of course, all music that debuts here eventually makes it to the rotation on the main program itself. A gentleman who was the former frontman of Raucous Reds, George Stackhouse, is up next. As we're about to hear his second song of 2021, it's a strong solo rock effort expressing feelings felt in the wake of the death of George Floyd just about a year ago, generally about recognizing white privilege and the prejudices and or violence that ethnic minorities have to endure on a daily basis, both in the UK and here in the US. George is a songwriter and performer hailing from Shepshed in Leicestershire in England. He is guitarist and main driving creative influence in Raucous Reds, and he does perform a wide range of music, ranging from melodic hard rock and metal to solo voice and acoustic guitar, and also other areas alongside. Let's see how this turned out. This is called What Do You Believe? It's brand new from George Stackhouse.
Does a man need starving of his air before the lighter of complexion start to care? As a daughter bullet slain while sleeping lies to rest, color blindness lies a graveside as a crest. And I believe I'm no offender. I believe we should surrender. I believe so much sickness in the system. I can see from which you turn away entirely down to pedigree. Now what do you believe? As we kneel down on the system's throat, we suffocate the strength from prejudice's choke. The longest sufferers to no avail recited every verse for the lifting of the curse. The powers that have been for too long still tell them that they don't belong. Don't tell me you would put your weapon down. We'll be right back.
That is George Stackhouse. Old powerful song there called What Do You Believe? No website for this gentleman. He is active with a Twitter handle, GSMusic_UK. That's where you can find some more details on the man. We'll get to our final album for this edition of RCB Novus Ordo. It is from the two-man traveling medicine show. As we stay in the UK for a little while longer, they're based out of Dorset. This is a seven-piece, kind of like a folk punk, sort of a kind of group that I guess we might call it. What was the word? That little genre of music from New York. As I'm suddenly not remembering the words. what was the movement? Anti-folk, I suppose. Something like that, I guess. But essentially, this band is active with an album that's forthcoming, full of dark lyrics sung to rather upbeat melodies, with humor and sadness, just like the classic rendition of the comedy and tragedy figure in 12 songs. And what I've got for you is music that was recorded entirely in a barn in Dorset all through 2020. And they'll be active out in the world, mainly in Dorset, for a few shows this summer into early fall. First real single from this album that's coming is called Boomtown. It's new from the two-man traveling medicine show.
Stand still and fuck this mill. We were low.
Good stuff there from the two-man traveling medicine show. Boomtown is lead single from a forthcoming album that'll be called Going Nowhere Fast. No website, but they are available on Facebook under their long title, even if it's a little incorrect, as they are a seven-piece. The Two-Man Traveling Medicine Show. Just look for them on Facebook. It'll put the cap on the bottle for this edition of Radio Crystal Blue. Nova Sordo. Here from the version recorded and produced here in mid-June of 2021. I'm Dan Herman. Thank you very much for giving a listen, and of course to the most recent edition of Radio Crystal Blue itself, the Freeform Standard, now in its 21st smash year. The website is radiocrystalblue.net. There are many places to hear this podcast, so of course besides the way you're listening to right now, there's Amazon, Anchor, Spotify, and other places which are all linked via the landing page and the main page of the shows. And of course the RSS feed is the first place to check for any updates to the feed. And there's breaking news I'll post myself on Twitter and on Facebook. Twitter is Radio CBLUE. And I'm also on Instagram at DanHerman456. I'll probably give you a video update next time I have the chance to give you details on how the most recent shows are going. Again, my thanks in advance to you for listening. I'll see you next time. Take care. Namaste.